The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
All right, some thank yous to Dolap before we wrap up the show with a flurry of items for you and yours. Three tremendous guests joined us on You Better You Bet. Our friend Brad Evans, BetMGM Tonight, weeknights on Westwood One Sports, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Ross Tucker of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, thanks to Ross. And just joined by Law Murray, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. Our crew, Bill, Tyler, Kenny, Mike, and Dan. Shout out to them. Black and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports. We will answer the trivia question in just a moment, but want to pay off a ton of tweets and YouTube comments that we've gotten for today. Bill will read the tweets. I'll give you the YouTube. Bill, hit us with some of the real one tweets today.
All right, Nick, let's start with the reaction to Bam, if they liked it, didn't like it. The SC Rambling says, couldn't care less who had the record. Kobe didn't even have it. But stat padding has always been considered disrespectful, will always be criticized, and for a good reason. It removes authenticity. This was stat padding to the extreme. A bummer because he's a good player. Norman Davis says, 83 is 83. 43 free throws is diabolical. Intentionally fouling is a bit Bush League, but it happens, so no need for an asterisk. No one can erase it. Sean Fox plays. This is on If the Ravens Did Dirty by backing out of Max Crosby. Yes, they manipulated the market after all the real money was spent and Trey had few options, and they were able to get their need for less money and keep their picks. They've done this kind of move before. And Daniel K993, what did they do? Every team had a chance to trade for Max and sign Trey. They didn't like what they saw on the MRI. Trey was the same price they had for Max. It was perfect timing. So there you go. Little sample from the real ones.
And let's go to YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. Our friend Brian says it's going to piss some people off in the league, but if he's the Ravens, he's got two words for you: Super Bowl. And if you're not down with that, he's got another two words for you. Check out the old DX videos if you want to know what those are. New Duel says the Ravens had buyer's remorse. The entire NFL knew that Crosby wasn't healthy yet. They lost everyone in free agency. He hates what the Baltimore Ravens did. Our buddy Gage, the Ravens didn't realize how many players they were going to lose in free agency and decided that they could sign Trey and keep their picks. They're allowed to do it, but it feels Bush League. And our friend Mark says the NFL has to stop putting games on random days, especially heavy travel days like Thanksgiving Eve. Mark, I agree. We have to draw the line somewhere with all of this from the National Football League. Bill, just reiterate, please, the trivia question of the day today, and we will attempt to answer it, myself, Tyler, and Kenny.
All right, so it is. Three players have scored 62 or more points, but average less than 20 points per game for their career. One is Bam, one is a guy named Joe Foulkes, who did it in 1949, and there is a third. Who is the third?
All right, I'm gonna guess first. I am almost certain I'm wrong. Brandon Jennings will be my guess. I'm almost certain I'm wrong about that, but my guess will be Brandon Jennings. Tyler Morales, would you like to fathom a guess?
I think Brandon Jennings only scored 55. I think that was what his was. Tracy McGrady, I know he had a bunch of lull years where he scored like 5 points, so my guess is Tracy McGrady.
McGrady definitely averaged more than 20 points per game for his career. I think so, at least. Kenny, your guess?
I'm going to guess Jamal Crawford. I think he only got to like 59, so it's probably a bad guess. My other guess would be Karl-Anthony Towns, because I knew it, know he actually scored 62. The only issue, he probably averages like 21 per game in his career, so that's probably a wrong answer.
All right. Bill, before you tell us, are we wrong? Just like a yes or no?
Somebody has the correct answer.
Wow. Who has it right? I don't think it's me. Who has it right?
It Karl Anthony Towns averages about 22 a game. It is not him. Jamal Crawford and Jennings, they did not get to 62 points. Tracy McGrady averaged 19.6 points for his career.
Wow. Tyler, did you look that up?
No, but he wasn't good for it until like his fifth year season in the NBA, and then he had those lull years like the Knicks at the end of his career. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Tracy McGrady was a Knick? Is that a thing? Is that like the Mandela effect? Like that actually happens? It's a god. Unbelievable. Great job by Tyler. Tracy McGrady, the answer to the question. I thought I had it with Brandon Jennings. Okay. We're going to have to race to the finish line here. We need to get this audio into the show. Jaylen Brown getting ejected from last night's Celtics-Spurs game, Kenny.
Jaylen Brown off. He thought he was pushed out of bounds.
He's telling Tyler Ford he might be on the
technical foul here. He may pick up a technical here.
He ran at Ford and had some words there, and the technical is called.
You're saying I got pushed out of bounds.
And he might be right.
Yeah, see a lot. I can't get thrown out.
Oh, he just did.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
So Jaylen Brown thrown out of the game, NBC and Peacock on the call, Mike Tirico, Reggie Miller and company. I bet the Celtics in the game. Would have really liked if Jaylen Brown didn't get thrown out because the Celtics, you know, San Antonio pulls away in the fourth quarter, a 12-0 run. The Spurs continue their incredible run of basketball. And, you know, when Brown got ejected, Boston was winning at the end of the second quarter, 51-48, yada, yada, yada. Spurs win again. I lose my bet. Jaylen Brown, you're awesome. In the MVP race, you've been great. Also, can you please keep your cool? And just to toss this note in, ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted that Daniel Jones, who we just told you signed a new two-year deal with the Colts, up to $100 million, is expected to be ready to start week one. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow. But we got to close the show with all our bets for tonight. Kenny, please drop the dope-ass beat. There's no better place to be during March matchups than Vegas, and this year, next week, college basketball fans can win a VIP trip to the Court of Legends event featuring the Cavender Twins. Simply play sports bets. Honestly, the Cavender Twins would probably be impressed by Tyler's sports knowledge that he got Tracy McGrady as the right answer. Simply play sports bets, and your position on the leaderboard will determine if you win one of the 25 grand prize packages. Just sign into your BetMGM account, opt into the promotion, then start placing sports bets of at least $10 to climb the leaderboard. Make this March one to remember. Join the Court of Legends leaderboard so you can make it legendary. Okay, couple bets for me tonight. Last night in the NBA, I told you that the Celtics would cover against the Spurs. I was wrong. But I also told you that the Toronto Raptors are bad against good teams. We bet the Rockets last night. Market moved towards Toronto. The Rockets won by double digits and covered. Tonight, the Raptors are on the road at the New Orleans Pelicans. Last I checked, the Pelicans stink. Which means this is a spot to bet the Toronto Raptors. Raptors money line for yours truly tonight in New Orleans. Also going to take the points with West Virginia. The Mountaineers plus 4.5 or 5, whatever number you could get, against A.J. DeBonce and BYU. Fading BYU coming off DeBonce's 40-piece yesterday against Kansas State. And I haven't placed this bet yet, but with Louisville star freshman Michael Brown out for Louisville in today's game against SMU, kind of want to lay Louisville minus 6.5 against SMU. I haven't done it yet, but I might. Raptors money line, West Virginia plus the points for sure from me, whatever. I have a cold. Give me a break. Can't wait to talk to everybody tomorrow on a tremendous Sports Thursday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Our good friends, Bleck and Abdallah, are coming up next on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more, go to loveshriners.org.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name because...
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.